What is up, what is up, what is up, everyone, everyone, everyone? It's another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Monday morning show, Away From The Red Podcast. That's right, it's your man, your brother, your cousin, Reverend James H. Glover III. So let's get ready to ignite our passion, unleash our potential, and conquer our goals with Away From The Red. Each episode is packed with inspiring stories, practical tips, and empowering advice to help us live our best life. And how are we going to live our best life if we don't know who God is in our life? It's time to unlock our inner greatness and make our dreams a reality. Welcome to one of the ultimate sources of motivation and empowerment, which is Away From The Web Podcast. Well, our motto here is we may not have all the answers, but I promise you we know the man that does. So let's jump into it. Let's go. What is up, what is up, what is up, everyone, everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Monday morning show, Away From The Web Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We made it into 2025, y'all. Whoop, 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 whoop. you all, I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. We made it, y'all. We made it. God has been blowing my mind this year already. God has been doing some amazing things this year. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm expecting some great things from God this season. I mean, God has already gave me a glimpse of what he's about to do. And I can't wait. So I hope y'all buckle up and y'all get ready, because y'all going on this journey with me, you all. There's going to be some highs and there might be some lows, but I promise you, God is going to be God through it all. So you all, first thing first, what you can expect from Away From The Web Podcast is consistency. We're going to be on here consistently, and we're going to be giving y'all that word that you need every week. I promise y'all that. Every Monday morning, you can expect that. And we're going to go back to doing some things on Facebook Live as well. We're going to, the video will air at 10 a.m. on YouTube. And then at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live under the Web JC3 Studios. But we want to make sure that you go to YouTube first. That way you can catch it over there at YouTube first. So the video will be on YouTube first at 10 a.m. And the audio will release at 10 p.m. on Sundays. Video will drop at 10 a.m. on YouTube. And it will drop at 1 o'clock p.m. on Facebook. So you all don't miss out on that. And another thing you can expect is we about to start something new. These cards came in thanks to my little sis, Deshar Bridges. It is called Talk With God. So every week we're going to pull one of these cards out and we're going to have a conversation about it, all right? And also for Real Talk Monday, you all, we are starting a new series starting today. It's called New Year, New Me, Emotionally, Spiritually, Health, and Financially. Y'all don't want to miss that. And also, Reverend James H. Glover III is nominated for a Golden Triangle Music Award for Content Creator of the Year. A link for that will be posted. You all definitely go on over there and support that. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. The voting is endless. You can vote as many times a day as you want. With the New Year, New Me, you all, tonight, we are starting a conversation off with health. I have my cuz on here with me on tonight. Y'all don't want to miss out on that episode. I promise y'all, it's going to be bananas. It's going to be great. But you all, I don't know about you all, but I feel like it's time to talk with God. Talk with God. Hey. Talk with God. Talk with God. Hey. So we about to talk with God, and the first one that we're pulling out for the new year is, how do you find strength and resilience to persevere through feelings of being forsaken by God? How do you find strength and resilience to persevere through feelings of being forsaken by God?
Ooh.
That's big. How do you find strength and resilience to persevere when you feel like you have been forsaken by God? You all, every last one of us can honestly say we've been there at some point in our life. We feel like God has forgotten about us. We feel like God don't care about us no more. We feel like God ain't concerned about what we're going through at this moment. It feels like, you know what, man, God, if you would have been here, this situation wouldn't be going as bad as it's going. God, I know that you said that you love me. If you love me the way that you do, why are you allowing these troubles to come on me? Why are you allowing these tribulations to come on me? Why are you allowing these things to happen to me? And then when I look at the people that are around me that aren't living for you, it seems like they are living better than what I am. God, I got some questions for you. Every last one of us, if we honest, have been in that situation. But the way I find resilience to keep going is when I think of Job, where he said, well, Job was tempted by Satan, and Job lost everything. And God, Job was sure, the devil was sure that Job was going to curse God and die. The devil was sure that Job was going to say, you know what, God, I ain't doing this with you no more. God, I'm done. God, I've had enough. The devil was so sure that he told Jesus, he told God, look, yeah, I know Job loves you. I know he worships you. But the reason why he does it is because you gave him everything. But I promise you, if you take everything away from him, then he's going to turn his back on you sooner than you can say, but he said, go. I'm paraphrasing right there. So the Lord told the devil, you know what? Do whatever you want. You can have whatever you want of his, but you can't touch his soul. And the devil took everything that he could from him. He took his family. He took his money. He took his livestock. He took his home. But if you look in Job, the first chapter, verse 21, Job 1 and 21, which is our scripture for the week, Job 1 and 21, where Job looked up and told him, he fell down on his face and he said, naked I came into this world and naked I shall leave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, Job understood, you know what? I came into this world with nothing. I'm going to leave this world with nothing. Job understood, you know what? Yeah, all this stuff is just stuff. Y'all can have all that. Y'all can have this stuff. But one thing you can't have is my praise. I'm still praise God even in the midst of these situations. So what I want to encourage us on this year is, I dare you, when the hard times come, because trust me, they're going to come. They're going to come. There's going to be days where you are at your lowest point. But I dare you to look back and think back over the hills that God has brought you over, the times that God has delivered you, the time that God has made a way, the times that God has taking you from pray from this through this and through that, the times that the Lord told you, you know what, I will never leave you nor will I forsake you, the times that the Lord provided for you when you didn't have a way to provide for yourself, the time when he was a friend when you was friendless, the time where he was your money when your money got funny, the times that he was a doctor when the doctors turned their heads on you. And I dare you to give him praise in the midst of the situations that she's going through. I didn't say it was going to be easy. But one thing we have to remember is sometimes a teacher is the quietest when we're in the midst of a test. So I pray that something was said or done that was a help to you all. Our song for this week is I Can't Give Up Now by Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Once again, our song for the week is I Can't Give Up. Can't give up now because I come too far from where I started from. One part of that song that I love, Lee Williams said, sometimes while I'm on this journey, my body, it gets all whacking with pain. But I know all of my works down here won't be in vain. I'm glad that I got a few more rocks, a few more wheels, but one day I'm going to make it on top of that hill. That's what you got to keep telling yourself. Tough times don't last, but strong people do. Troubles come and troubles go, but God will remain the same forever. So I pray that you all enjoyed this on this morning. Share, like, tag, tell somebody and tell everybody to catch us next week, all right? And don't forget, go over there to the YouTube page and stay tuned tonight at 7 o'clock when we come out with another fire episode, all right? Once again, don't forget, we still voting. Yeah, we still voting over here. Content Creator of the Year, James J. Glover III. Go on over there and vote, 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 vote. You can go to www.gtaawards.com, www.gtaawards.com, and let's vote. I pray that something was said. I pray that something was done that was a help to you. And as I always say, as we close out, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things we look at as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. Peace. I'll see y'all next week. Love y'all.
Whenever you get the free term, I want you to look in your Bible and read when he went into the city. As he first went into the city, the crowd was hollering out, Hosanna, Hosanna, to the king of the Jews.
That's right.
But only a few days later, that same crowd is crying out, crucify him, crucify him. He's calling himself the king of the Jews.
Yeah.
So that lets me know that our Lord and Savior went through troubles, trials, and tribulations. If you don't believe our Lord and Savior went through troubles, trials, and tribulations, look at the